Supply.com.
Boy, it's really bugging me. I'm trying to figure out what Mark Scogrobo is dressed as today. What is that costume? Is that the Freedom Poet costume that you have on today?
No, I'm dressed up as Obama.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
The President of the United States.
Yes, I am.
Who, by the way, is, we understand, pressuring. CNN has a story. White House told insurance execs to keep quiet on Obamacare. Now, remember, we had the incident locally with Blue Cross Blue Shield being at
right.
camp. And they backed off that initial claim. Well, now it's evidently happened to others. So maybe that was a factual statement in the beginning, as I believe you predicted.
Well, of course, he doesn't want anyone to know the truth about anything because it's icky.
Anyway, that's a little scary, and I'd wish you'd stop it since you're Obama today. Since you're the president himself. It is Halloween. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. This is the hour we encourage our Freedom Club members to join the conversation, and I have a big question for them all at 855-200-1776. Call this number answer the survey question here about trick-or-treating, inside or outside. I happen to think here in the heartland, the plains, the northern plains, were a hearty bunch. And while certainly I'm concerned about kids and their safety, right, and that parents should be very watchful along with other kids that are out there and make sure we're giving kids the, you know, the, hey, look once, twice, three, four, five times before you cross, be careful, there's lots of kids out there, there's lots of cars out there, be darn careful, I get all that. But you got to go outside. You know, I mean, it's cheating to go to, you know, the mall or go indoors somewhere, I think.
And, you know, somebody was talking about the kids get bumped by vehicles twice as often on this day as any other day. Well, yeah, there's 16 times as many kids outside.
Right.
So it's probably the safest day of the year.
Yeah.
Percentage-wise, think about it. If there's 10 times as many and only half, twice as many get hit, they're probably driving slower. Think about that. When you see 92 million children in your street, you'll slow down as a general rule.
No, good point. Yeah, you're going to be more cognizant of.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I think people are, especially like you say,
did you go inside to trick or treat?
Inside?
Yeah. Do you ever go to one of those events?
People wouldn't even dare go inside the outhouses because they kept getting tipped over.
Now, one thing I think it'd be nice to, I thought of this tonight, Haley, our youngest, is still a trick or treater. She told me last night, last year, Dad, this is it.
Oh, my.
You know, so fifth grade, I guess, you know, the middle school thing is a rite of passage, right? But I thought, it'd be neat to go to a nursing home. I wonder if nursing homes do.
They do.
Do they?
Oh, and it means a lot to senior citizens.
See, that'd be a fun way to give back a little. So, they
wait for it, and, you know, some of them don't get visited much. They are delighted by it. That's a great idea, and I know that residents in nursing homes love the little ones, and they love to see them dressed up, and they like it.
Yeah.
A lot of them will go out and get a whole bag full of candy for them, you know.
But I think, in general, I think it's sort of going soft. It's sort of a Nebraska-Iowa thing, right? I
mean,
it isn't a North and South Dakota-Minnesota thing to trick-or-treat indoors.
But there are some great events going on. Tioga's going in that big farm building. They're going to have a great indoor event with a lot of prizes and fun.
We have a whole rundown of the list of the community fun that will be going on in Tioga, Williston, as well as Fargo and the surrounding areas. So we'll give you a little rundown of that coming up here in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that, and you can choose. But that's my question. Just tell me whether you think inside or outside trick-or-treating is the way to go. Story in the Dickinson Press here today says, Treat Street is the new normal on Halloween. This is the new normal.
Treat Street.
Yeah, where you do an indoor kind of thing. They have a indoor event at a mall. They have Treat Street indoor trick-or-treating at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge in Dickinson. And they're doing this largely because of safety concerns, too, in the oil patch, and it's busy. again, I don't think there's oil traffic on, you know, residential roads, right? So, you know, I think the streets would be fine. And again, I agree with you. I think people are more careful. But
you know, especially towards the latter times of when I was still doing this, I really like to have the biggest possible stash. So I think some of these people are going to go to the events, and then they're also going to go door to door, and they're going to try to have the biggest bag of candy that can last them for months.
There you go. Unless you happen to be a little portly, then you're going to get a letter from at least one Fargo mom, who, by the way, is going to join us on the program next hour.
The anti-portly mom?
She is, yeah, I guess you could call her that. She is, not a hoax.
So, in other words, this is what a lot of people think around the country. This is just some sort of hoax for just somebody's sense of humor. Or so, is she an anti-diabetes activist or something?
I don't know. We're going to ask what her motivation is. You know, the headline of the forum today says, likely fake Halloween letter about obesity creates buzz.
So how did you get her to come on?
Well, Chris.
Way to go, Chris.
My brother, Ace Producer, tracked her down.
Thanks.
And found that she had a blog. And, I mean, she's agreed to come on. She's acknowledged the letter. And so I guess, could it still be a hoax in that she would be, you know, doing this, doesn't really believe this, and is writing the letter to, you know, kind of do a yuck yuck, I guess. And part of the reason is there previously was an incident with this radio station, and a kind of a crazy story about a lady who wanted new signs posted about deer crossings. You remember that deal? Anyway, so some people are skeptical of this, but I think they were thinking that this lady didn't exist, right? And but she does exist. So anyway, we're going to talk with her. And
I bet you'll get a few phone calls, too.
And welcome folks to visit with her a little bit. Because most folks yesterday thought that was pretty outrageous. Pretty, you know.
Yeah, what, you know, on Halloween, you know, why do you, these kids, my goodness.
I was talking to our daughter about it last night, and she said, oh, Dad, can you imagine if so-and-so went to the door? You know.
And what if so-and-so was with six other kids, a lot of them going to gaggle three, four, five at a time, and there's one is singled out because maybe they're an ectomorph.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're going to visit directly with her about that. We're going to talk with someone that moved to North Dakota for agriculture. We hear a lot of stories about folks moving to, North Dakota for the booming energy industry, but we have someone from the agriculture side. And then we have some guests, two conservative Bismarck business folks that were recently in Washington arguing and advocating for immigration reform. So we'll talk about that as well on the program today. Colleen Sampson of 40 Days for Life is going to join us in a little bit at the bottom of the hour. Miraculous story yesterday about a mom pregnant with twins having a change of heart and leaving the abortion clinic in Fargo.
That's great.
You're going to hear that story.
Terrific story.
Exactly right. It gives you a little hope there, folks. So we'll tackle that as well. What was your headline on Kathleen Sebelius's testimony yesterday?
That she really looks like an angry person.
She apologized. Was that not good enough? She says she's as frustrated and angry as anyone, Mark.
At who? At herself? At Obama? I mean, when you look at the fact that they didn't even security test this thing, this is such a disaster and such an embarrassment. If she was a samurai, she would have jumped on her sword. What is she still doing there? She was the mother of this broken ship. She should be gone. But of course, it really goes back to her boss, Mr. Socialized Medicine, Prince. I'm sorry for my outfit.
Mr. Socialized Medicine, Prince.
Yes. Yes. He's a czar, you know, in his own mind.
Now, after telling us if you like your insurance, you can keep it, now that people are getting cancellation letters, he gave a speech yesterday. He said, well, if you get a cancellation letter, just use the marketplace. That's what it's for.
Oh, but it's substandard plans. Now these insurances, because you had substandard plans. This is a sort of interesting surprise inclusion, and you can keep any plan you want. But now he's going to determine if a plan is standard or substandard, acceptable or unacceptable, just like the Tea Party's unacceptable and crazy socialists are acceptable. This guy will pick and choose what we think, what we do, how we live, or if we live.
Yeah, very, very interesting time. Not to mention, I got a kick out of, well, if you get one of these letters, just go to the exchange then. Well, go to the exchange, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Right? Go to the exchange. I can't get on. Yesterday during the hearing, it was down.
And then get fined.
And then when you do get in, find out that the plans are more expensive, higher deductibles, and everything else.
And now they don't believe that the data is secure. So this is going to be hacker heaven. I really think people should just say, no, we're not doing this. We're just not doing this. We need to come up with an alternative plan to this whole thing quickly.
And one other story on the local front, there was a Cleveland Browns scout here. That would be the son of Jerry Sandusky. Picked up for a suspicion of drunk driving. Gets off with a slap on the wrist. Some folks are outraged about that, especially after we're talking about a new focus on the DUI. Steve and I are going to banter about that here in just a bit. And Mark will be back at the bottom of the hour to tell us about those Red Sox. He can glow a little bit, and we'll give you the Halloween locations. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Steve Bockett and I will be joined by 550 K-Fire, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, along with the two stations you're listening to now, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090, KTGO. By the way, tonight in Tioga, the Farm Festival building, it's a great spot, 5 to midnight, you pay a buck, and there are all kinds of volunteers, It'll be giving kids something constructive to do on Halloween, the Tioga Community Halloween Party. They get things all decorated up weeks in advance, all kinds of activities, games, contests are held for the kids. They do a party early on in the day for the elementary kids and later for the high school kids. Everyone is encouraged to dress up, even parents. Pay a buck. Everything inside is free then. Hundreds of kids come every year, and with everything you could want in one stop, it's an event that is growing right along with Tioga.
What are you dressed up as?
Williston. You know, I didn't go there. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm kind of boring today.
Are your kids past the age of trick-or-treating?
Haley is the last trick-or-treater, and she told me last night, she's fifth grade, 10 years old, she said, Dad, it's my last year.
That's kind of sad.
So, I know. I thought the same thing, but,
Do you go out with your kids every year? Have you gone out with them, or are they at the point where does she go out with a group of friends, or do you take her around?
Well, the older kids now go with friends if they go, you know, and they don't go trick-or-treating, but they do. You know, Hannah, I think last year did, but now she's ninth grade, so she's kind of, you know, giving it up too. So, but I've gone every year with the kids as they were younger. Absolutely, I love it.
Well, this is your last year taking your kids out.
It is, yeah.
And you don't dress up when you take the kids around?
I don't. No.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a little odd. I think that's a little odd. Let the kids.
You should go. You should go whole hog and dress up, and it's a big deal, Scott, because next year you're relegated to that guy sitting at home handing out candy.
That guy, exactly right. I'm just, as we go throughout the hour here, trying to give folks a heads up on different events. Williston tonight, they're doing the Trail of Treats downtown. Williston Area Chamber of Commerce started this, but the Williston Downtowners have taken it over this year. Starts at 2:30 and runs for 3 hours. I don't get that. I wonder why they don't go a little later than that, but I guess it's... head on downtown.
A lot of communities have done this over the last, 10, 15 years. Community trick-or-treating events where the kids can all gather in one place. Is that more of a safety thing, you think? Or, especially out in the oil patch, I can imagine how you don't want the kids out wandering the streets by themselves.
I think we're a hardy bunch here. I think we can. I am not a. You know, first of all, it sounds like Williston is downtown, so that's going to be outside where you'd be in and out of stores, just like you'd be sort of, you know, up to the front doors of houses, I guess. And by the way, trick-or-treaters 12 and under invited to participate. So there are about 50 businesses participating, and you can get the locations at the Williston Area Chamber of Commerce at 10 Main Street, downtown Williston. And there's a bunch in Fargo that I'll run through here in just a little bit, too. I'm going to make a point.
Doing indoor things, too. Now, that's become more prevalent over the last few years.
They are, and that's why I mentioned Tioga. And, of course, the malls a lot of times do this. And Dickinson has a deal tonight at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge, calling it to Treat Street. West Acres every year in Fargo does. Here's my experience there, though. When you take the kids, and I've done this, we had a fun trick-or-treat. Remind me to tell you that story about my first ever trick-or-treating with a bunch of kids that were trick-or-treating for the first time at West Acres. But it's a little chintzy. You know, you get like a Tootsie Roll and a tiny little, sucker. And you get a lot of stuff because there's all the stores, but it's kind of the smaller things. But here's the deal. I think it's going soft to trick-or-treat inside myself. That's I'm just going to say it. I think that's going soft, especially tonight. Weather's fine. So that's my opinion. You think I'm cruel, Steve?
No, not at all. I think you're a little right, though, but as the costumes got more extravagant, I mean, I remember when I was little, how many years you put on a costume and you want to show it off because you're a little kid, you're excited about it, and, okay, you're trick-or-treating in a rain or a sleet or a snowstorm, and you wind up bundling up with a heavy winter jacket. It's like, gee, are you wearing a costume under there or not? You don't even know. But when the weather's nice, go for it. I think you should be outside. I think kids should be outside a lot more in a lot of respects.
And as far as surveys about, you mentioned earlier a study that suggested it's a dangerous night for kids.
Well, from a safety standpoint, I was reading a survey this morning, a study that was done, and children are twice as likely, there's twice as many accidents, children hit by vehicles but nowadays.
Here, but imagine Halloween, how many more kids are out on Halloween. So I bet it's actually a safe night because you're that much more cautious. So I don't.
And like I always say on surveys and studies and things, you know, look at what they're focusing on and look at the numbers behind some of those statistics. Now you've got a lot more kids out on a Halloween night than any other given night. You also have, nowadays, I think it's a little bit more dangerous because of all the distractions. I mean, how many kids do you imagine are walking around trick-or-treating, texting their friends rather than paying attention?
I hope not, but I think by and large, motorists, especially in residential areas on Halloween, are going to be very careful on Halloween just because, you know, there's that many more kids out, and it's very obvious there's that much more activity. So, anyway, I don't think that's a reason not to do, you know, traditional door-to-door trick-or-treating. I'm old school, so I'm gonna stick to it. And we'll have a little debate about that today on the program. One other story I wanted to ask you about, Cleveland Browns scout John Sandusky, who's the son of Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, that is
the interim coach.
Coach just got let off the hook by Fargo City prosecutors for charges relating to his refusal to take a blood alcohol test. He'd been pulled over for making an illegal turn when the officer wanted to do an alcohol screening. Sandusky said no. North Dakota Century Code says a first-time offender refusing to take a blood alcohol test should lose his or her license for a year. Instead, he got off with only unsupervised probation and a chemical dependency evaluation. What do you make of this?
That's supposed to be in stone. If you refuse, there's no wiggle room on that. The way the law is, and every attorney I've talked to, that's in stone. There's no wiggle room with the prosecutors on that. If you refuse the chemical test, now, every attorney will tell you, don't take the other test, but you have to take a chemical test, whether it's a blood test or a breathalyzer test. If you refuse that, you automatically lose your license for 1 year.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Not in this case.
Yeah, I mean,
would Joe North Dakota lose his license for refusing to take a chemical test? Yes.
So
I think there is.
Special treatment, why? Because he's here scouting NDSU or because he's a pro scout? Or what's the special treatment?
Well, I'll let people make their own inferences into that, but maybe that's part of it. Maybe the celebrity status. I don't know. The rationale behind it, I don't know. But
smelly. Very, very smelly. I'm with Steve on this one. No question about it. All right, folks, we'll tackle these and other topics coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Halloween edition of What's on Your Mind. 855-200-1776, the toll-free telephone number to take the Halloween survey, inside or outside trick-or-treating. I'm old school. I like that door-to-door, you know? By the way, we promised to give you a little rundown of some of the things around Fargo that are happening tonight. Quartz Plus Community Fitness Center has the Fargo Park District's Community Halloween Carnival. Starts at 3:30. Shields All Sports. This is a nice idea. Free Ferris wheel rides. Candy and kids tattoos starting at 4. Isn't that nice? Way to go, Shields. Yeah. Have you been on the Ferris wheel, Shields?
No.
Come on, Mark.
How big is it?
It's good size. Yeah. It's fun. Faith United Methodist Church, Fargo, hosts Trunk or Treat from 5 to 7. In addition to candy, they have games and all kinds of fun. Calvary Church, Moorhead, doing the same thing, 5:30 to 7. Messiah Evangelical Lutheran Church, Fargo, starts at 6. Minnesota State University, Moorhead, has a Dragon Halloween Bash starting at 6. Residence halls are open for treats, train rides, carnival games, mazes, and more. That's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah, it is.
And
it
doesn't have West Acres on this list, but I'm sure West Acres does the same. They have every single year, so kind of neat. Colleen Sampson is here. Colleen is the tireless defender of innocent life and does a marvelous job as part of the 40 Days for Life committee. We are in the final days of the 40 Days for Life event. In fact, the closing event will take place actually at the one and only abortion clinic in Fargo, the facility downtown Fargo. Sunday at 5 p.m., so put that on your calendar. Looking forward to participating in that because it is a celebration of life, really, and of so many people coming together. It's a really neat thing. It's sad because you're obviously necessary because this is happening, but yet it is also inspiring to know so many people stand with you shoulder to shoulder. Colleen, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing very well. Thank you for that introduction. It's really a beautiful thing that you spoke about, Scott, that so many people are involved in this campaign for life, and there are only 3 days left, and we are encouraging those that have not participated that it's not too late. They can jump aboard, and there's 4 hours left to fill, and we'd be happy to fill them with them if they'd like to. And, Scott, we want to thank you for all that you do to promote the culture of life in our land, too.
Well, you're very kind. Easy to do when you, I always say my part's easy. I just talk about it, and what's amazing is how many people just devote their lives to this. It's inspiring. It really is. Did you say there's 4 hours left to fill?
Only 4 hours left to fill, Scott, and that would be on Saturday, November 2nd at 8 p.m., and Sunday, November 3rd at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. So 4 hours left, and then we will have all 960 hours filled of this 40 Days for Life campaign.
And so folks understand that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last 40 days or 37 some days now, there has been somebody holding vigil praying in front of the abortion clinic, right?
Two somebodies at least.
Well, we try to have two every hour. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. But for sure we have one person every hour, hopefully two, and sometimes we have up to 25. So it depends who God brings forth on that sidewalk. And every hour is an exciting hour because God is at work mightily. But we have some real good news to share here, Scott. We have a praise report. We know of a couple that went in and decided not to have their babies killed by abortion. So we are working with a couple that has twins and pregnant with twins, and so we are we're working with them right now and hopefully helping them on their way to giving these little children life. And then I have to tell you another story, Scott. There's one gentleman that comes out every 5 days a week early in the morning, and this elderly gentleman has a severe diabetic. He's a severe diabetic. He's had a stroke. He has a blockage behind his eyes. And he said this is one of the hardest things he's ever had to do. But he willingly, faithfully, steadfastly goes out there 5 days a week for 1 hour. And look at the sacrifice, Scott, that he is offering up for this issue of life in our land. And then I want to tell you one more story. There was a 12-year-old boy that was praying on the sidewalk yesterday. And I was able to see him there on the sidewalk. And that evening, last evening, I was able to visit with him again. And he said, I saw you out there on the sidewalk. And I pulled him aside and I said, do you know because of your prayers that there are twins alive today because you are willing to come there and pray on the sidewalk? So, Scott, miracles are happening. And some we see and some we don't. But we know that we are in line with God and standing for life. And it is such a privilege to be part of this committee. And on behalf of Father Charles LaCroix, Pastor Dave Mata, Jody Clemens, Rochelle Savage, and Mary Tolke and myself, we want to thank everybody that has been involved in this campaign and for all the promotion that you have done, Scott, and your people and Mark and everyone else to promote this beautiful, beautiful culture of life in our land.
Wow, amazing. Two incredible stories. And I received a call yesterday, which is really neat when you do the calls and send out the reports like that, and thought, can you imagine twin babies? And so in this case, this mother actually was in the abortion clinic and then came out?
This couple, this married couple actually went inside the abortion facility and then they left. And so at that time, our sidewalk counselors were able to reach out to them. They took them to First Choice Clinic. They're working now with the maternity home, and other people are involved along the way. And it's so exciting to be able to see a fruit of the campaign. And we want people to know that, and when out there in the middle of the night, like our KC members are so often out there in the middle of the night, praying quietly in a lonely setting, basically, that their prayers have been answered, and there will be more fruits of this, Scott. There always is more fruits that come forth after the campaign, but also internationally now, approximately 423 babies have been saved from abortion. So people need to know that they're part of a worldwide event, a global event, where since its inception, over 7,500 babies have been saved from abortion. So God is moving in our land. Regardless of what we see around us, we know God is moving, and he's doing beautiful and positive and amazing things with our people.
I don't know how you could not think that when you hear that story. I mean, that's pretty incredible. Absolutely amazing. Any questions for Colleen, Mark?
You know, I just have to say that this is a no-brainer. You know you're in God's will. God hates the shedding of innocent blood. He loves, suffer the little children to come unto me. God is a God of love, and he will provide the means, and you people are the means to help people out of a difficult situation into the joy of standing up for the life of their own children. It's something that they'll never regret, and they'll rejoice for the rest of their life.
You're exactly right, Mark. That is exactly right. And so we just want to, again, thank everybody, encourage them to come to the closing ceremony at 5 p.m. on Sunday at the 512 First Avenue North so we can thank them personally, especially the ones that come during the night. Some of them I see because I've been out there during the night, but not all of them. And so we want to thank them, give them some food, join in fellowship and prayer, and just celebrate, like you said, Scott, celebrate the gift of life, and also to tell them and remind them we are not done. Every single week we will be outside outside of that abortion facility, whether they kill on Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll be outside available for those that are going in or coming out to tell them we have help and hope for them, and we do love them, and we do want them to have a better solution to what they call a problem pregnancy or an unexpected pregnancy. We have help for them, and there's lots of resources available.
And if you can take one of those remaining 4 hours, do so to finish strong here. Go to 40daysforlifend.com. That's the number 40daysforlifend.com, or call 701-356-7979. 701-356-7979, and join the part of this effort. This is really incredible when you think about how many lives have been saved now, north of 7,500, including twins yesterday in Fargo, and 83 workers quit. 41 clinics have closed. I mean, this is really amazing. Day 37. Colleen, thanks so much. Appreciate the update.
Thank you, Scott.
Colleen Sampson of the 40 Days for Life Committee. Amazing, amazing effort. That's wonderful. All right. We better get a little sports in here, Mark. And you said yesterday you thought the Red Sox were going to win it at Fenway, and they did.
95-year drought at Fenway. They played great. David Big Poppy Ortiz named most valuable player, former Twin. 11 for 16 at the plate with a .688 batting average. 2 home runs, 6 RBIs. They were so afraid of him, they walked him 4 times in the clincher, 3 intentionally. It was just an amazing. Victorino drives in 4 runs in Game 6. And it was, and they were doing it, there was so much overtones about the Boston Marathon, and there was such passion, and such exuberance, 95 years. So it was thrilling. I was personally even very delighted about the Timberwolves. They won in overtime, played great. This new Kevin Martin gets 23 points, 9 for 9 at the free throw line. Love pops a 3-pointer, 10 seconds left to take it to overtime. He scores 31 points. Rubio gets 11 assists. We had 7 people in double figures. It looks like we got a real team.
the glimmer in your eye over the fact that we might have a professional team in Minnesota actually be, worthy of some excitement is very obvious.
I try really hard, really hard. And everybody was worried about Jared Allen pouting and being ugly. No, he had a nice little press conference. He said, I understand this business. There's no hard feelings. I know where we are in this season. As a matter of fact, I take it as a kind of respect. They still think I have value, but I'm excited to be a Viking. I'm excited to try to right this ship. I'm all in. So good for you, Jared Allen. Go Vikes. We're halfway home just about to this strange season.
Very, very interesting. Yeah. Mark in Grand Forks had a comment about our conversation with Colleen today. Mark, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, fellas. This is the other Mark. I just wanted to comment on your guest there. She sure had some nice stories to share about the clinic and things they're doing, and I wondered if you noticed how much her voice sounded exactly like Michelle Bachmann. Did you notice that?
I did.
Is that right? No.
I absolutely did, yes.
Oh, I didn't. And
even the inflection and the enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. In fact, I caught you late, and I thought it was her speaking. So she's probably got a career in politics too. She sounds like a good lady.
But we know where she stands on the life issue.
and Colleen lives in Park River. I mean, she's making these treks constantly to Fargo as part of this. And Grand Forks has a history, had an abortion clinic. It's what is now the Salvation Army, I think.
I was there that day. They had Gideon's trumpet. They had 5,000 people of all denominations.
It closed.
Kneeling in the street in front of their Dr. Lee just said, I give up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It touched his heart, and he quit.
Exactly. So there was a time there were more than one clinic in North Dakota, and Grand Forks was part of that history. And I still pray that Fargo's will close and be that first domino to fall without, a state without an abortion clinic. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Thursday edition of the program, Halloween. It is Halloween, for sure. All right, reminder what we have planned for you in the coming hours. Busy program today. We're going to start with some Halloween chatter today on the program. We're going to talk with a Fargo mom that is putting letters in kids' trick-or-treat bags that she thinks are too portly to be eating candy. For them to take home to their parents. We talked about the existence of the letter yesterday and reaction to it, and now today we'll actually talk with the mom. Tracked her down and we'll visit. She exists. She's not a hoax.
So we'll visit with her today on the program and dig into that a little bit. We're going to talk with a gentleman who moved to North Dakota for ag. That's right. You know, we hear a lot of stories about folks relocating for the plentiful opportunities in the energy sector. Well, here's someone that moved here because of North Dakota's ag sector. Actually be working for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So we'll talk with Pete Hannabut about that today on the program. In the 10 o'clock hour today, we're going to talk with Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley, the Beef Innovator of the Year in the USA. They do it well. Plus, Mike Moschenberger will be here. Mike, of course, of the Expressway Inn and Expressway Suites. These are two Bismarck businessmen that were in Washington, D.C., lobbying in favor of immigration reform. Those two words, immigration reform, have become dirty words because a lot of people see a end around the law and an effort for amnesty. We're going to talk with those two about what kind of reform they'd like to see that would stay within the confines of the law and just get their take on their lobbying efforts out there in Washington, D.C., so that should be interesting. A couple of topics we'll tackle is, one, kind of a fun one since it's Halloween. Indoor or outdoor trick-or-treating, I'm taking a quasi-controversial position that this indoor trick-or-treating is sort of, it's soft. It's not very rugged plains-like, you know, and by the way, don't put me in the camp of not wanting kids safe. I would argue Halloween would probably be one of the safest nights because we're all much more aware that there's kids out there. So I'm not saying don't be careful, and I'm not saying, you know, kids ought to be on busy streets, but I'm thinking, I'm just kind of old school, traditional, door-to-door, residential neighborhoods is the Halloween preference. But more and more and more, we seem to see a lot of these indoor kind of events, and I don't know. I think it's kind of a sign of the times it's gone the wrong way. So anyway, we'll tackle that one. We're going to talk about a DUI case here. Well, I guess it was a DUI case, but turned into a slap on the wrist, and what you think of that. There was a scout for the Cleveland Browns in town by the name of John Sandusky, son of the Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, who's behind bars now. And Fargo City prosecutors let the guy off for refusing to take a blood alcohol test. He was pulled over for making an illegal turn. When the officer wanted to do an alcohol screening test, they wouldn't let him. Century Code in North Dakota says first-time offender refusing to take the blood alcohol test should lose their license. He got off with unsupervised probation and a chemical dependency evaluation. Rob Port of the San Diego blog has sources that say that Fargo police officials are livid about this. And here's my question. At a time when we're ramping up increased enforcement and penalties for DUIs, this seems to be sending the exact wrong message. So anyway, I want to get your take on that today on the program as well. Of course, we had Kathleen Sebelius as well with more excuses before Congress. So we'll cover all that. Quick check of the Halloween weather. Patchy fog till 1, otherwise a mostly cloudy day. High near 48 in Fargo, northwest wind 8 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 33, northwest wind 7 to 9. 50-50 chance of rain, mainly... Actually, tonight, no rain. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy tonight, low around 33. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance of rain, mainly after 10 in the morning. Cloudy, high near 47. A breezy day tomorrow. Winds gusting up to 20. Friday night, cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 34. Saturday, sunny near 47. Saturday night, partly cloudy, about 33. Sunday, sunny, upper 40s. And then we get into the new week, Monday, chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy, high near 46. Oil patch today looks like this. Some patchy fog before 10, otherwise partly sunny. 46 for high, windy as well. West wind gusting as high as 22. Slight chance of rain tonight before 11. Rain and snow between 11 and the early morning hours. Snow after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy, about 32. A windy one as well with west winds up to 23. Tomorrow, slight chance of snow mixing with rain afternoon, then gradually ending. Mostly cloudy, high near 40. Friday night, clear. Low around 26. Weekend looks sunny, 45. Sunday, partly sunny and 44. Degrees. Let's take a quick check. What am I trying to say? Quick check of the temps. That's what I'm trying to say around the region right now. We're looking at Minot mostly sunny and 30, Tioga cloudy and 28. As far as the valley, cloudy and 37 in Fargo. Grand Forks right now, sitting at 37 degrees under cloudy skies as well. All right, folks, there you go. Check of the weather and a preview of all of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. We'll crank up your phone calls on trick-or-treating first, next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.